Track 8, The Four Common Errors. On the last track, we discussed the 5 general principles for managing ADD adolescent behavior. The 5 general principles for managing ADD adolescent behavior are state of mind, what type of adolescent, relationship with the adolescent, seriousness of problem, and realistic expectations. On this track, we will discuss the 4 common errors a parent of an ADD teenager may make. I have found that the 4 common errors for the parent of an ADD teenager are 1. Spontaneous discussions about problems, 2. Nagging, 3. Insight transplants, and 4. Arguing. Remember Christine and Andy from the previous track? Let's look more closely at how Christine made the 4 common errors of a parent of an ADD teenager. Christine, mother of Andy, age 18, diagnosed with ADD, was frustrated with her son's behaviors. The most recent trigger for an angry outburst for Christine had been Andy's decision to get his ears pierced. Christine stated, "As soon as I saw those studs in his ears, I just started yelling at him. He just argued with me, which led us to arguing about other things, like how he wouldn't help around the house and avoided schoolwork. Finally, I just grounded him for a month." Christine then got upset when Andy kicked in 2 of the doors in the house following the argument. Sound like a situation a client of yours may have been in recently? After I explained to Christine the 5 general principles for managing ADD adolescent behavior, which we discussed on the last track, I thought she might benefit from knowing the 4 common errors a parent with an ADD teenager may make. The first of the 4 common errors a parent of an ADD teenager can make is spontaneous discussions about problems. As you know, spontaneous discussions will almost always increase irritability and decrease cooperation. Christine and Andy's irritability was magnified by the fact that they were already having an argument about Andy's new piercings when Christine decided to bring up other problems. Christine made the second of the 4 common errors of a parent of an ADD teenager, nagging, as well. Christine was a chronic nagger when it came to little things Andy would do, or more often, would not do. She stated, "I feel like I have to yell at him every day to hang his coat up in the closet, and don't even get me started about what I do when I walk past his bedroom. I tell him all the time he needs to make it so I can at least see the floor, but does he ever listen? No." I stated, "Nagging can be defined as a set of repetitive verbal reminders from one person to another. Does it seem like that's what you were doing?" As you know, behind nagging is the parental delusion that the answer to cooperation lies in repetition. I explained to Christine that the best antidote to nagging, especially if the problem is minor, is to simply bite your tongue. In addition to spontaneous discussions about problems and nagging, the third of the 4 common errors for a parent of an ADD teenager is insight transplants. Insight transplants, most commonly known as lectures, will do little to motivate a teenager with ADD to correct his behavior. I explained to Christine that her insight transplants were likely going in one ear and out the other for Andy. I stated, "When he's being lectured, Andy's probably thinking just one thing, how can I get out of here as soon as possible? The point of your lecture may not be bad, but the fact is that it will most likely produce a lot of aggravation and little change." Finally, the fourth of the 4 common errors a parent of an ADD teenager can make is arguing. In Christine and Andy's case, arguments clearly got them nowhere. As you know, arguments can be pretty nearly endless when both Christine and Andy insist on having the last word. Christine and Andy's argument over the earrings, for example, ended with Andy kicking in 2 doors, his way of having the last word. To help Christine find a better solution to approaching problems with Andy, I explained that the best method to avoid making any of the 4 common errors is to make an appointment. I suggested, "Try setting up a time with him in advance and letting him know what you want to talk about." Once the appointment was made, I suggested Christine use the problem-solving worksheet exercise. Together, Christine and I did a bit of role-playing to do a practice worksheet. Christine approached the problem from her perspective, while I acted as Andy may have acted. First, we identified the problem. Christine wrote on the worksheet, Andy doesn't clean his room regularly. Second, we thought of some different plans to solve the problem. In our brainstorm, we talked about a number of different options and wrote them down in a list. The list included plans like, Andy can't watch TV until he cleans his room, and Andy will clean his room once a week or be grounded. In the third step, we both rated each plan with pluses and minuses to determine which plan would be the best one. The plan Christine and I decided was the best was the plan in which Andy would clean his room once a week or be grounded. The fourth step is to try the plan. On the worksheet, we wrote down what each Christine and Andy would have to do to make the plan work. Christine agreed to give Andy 3 reminders each week. Playing Andy, I agreed that I would accept the grounding punishment if, after 3 reminders, I still hadn't cleaned my room. For the problem-solving worksheet exercise, the 5th and final step is to evaluate if the plan worked. I explained to Christine that she would need to hang on to the worksheets she did with Andy. At the conclusion of each plan, Christine and Andy would need to discuss how the plan worked, what they could have done to make it better, and what each of them thought of the plan. Do you have a client like Christine who has an ADD teenager and makes some of the 4 common errors of spontaneous discussions about problems, nagging, insight transplants, and arguing? Would your Christine benefit from the problem-solving worksheet exercise? On this track, we have discussed the 4 common errors for the parent of an ADD teenager, which are 1. Spontaneous discussions about problems, 2. Nagging, 3. Insight transplants, and 4. Arguing. On the next track, we will discuss the 4 steps for dealing with an ADD teenager's problems. The 4 steps to use in dealing with an ADD teenager's problems are 1. Doing nothing, 2. Consulting, 3. Negotiating, and 4. Taking charge. Question 8. What are the 4 common errors for the parent of an ADD teenager?